The next event happening very shortly for the gang at the Newcastle Institute. They'll be hosting the next one at the Cruising Yacht Club on August the 13th. And their guest for that particular event will be Tim Parker, the CEO of the High Speed Rail Authority. Joining us to cover some of that today from the Newcastle Institute is Robert Logan. Robert, thank you so much for your time today. Firstly, for those who might not be completely familiar with some of the things the Newcastle Institute gets up to, what do you get up to?
Hello, Mark. Lovely to be with you. Newcastle Institute was established back in 2004 just as a place where we can have a forum for diverse ideas in a rational and a respectable way to discuss difficult issues that affect the community. It's been going all that time. We run 9 events a year, one a month, and we've had everything from ex-prime ministers, foreign ministers, astronomers, business people, the secretaries of government agencies who come to just explain in some detail something that we might normally get information in a more detailed way. The way we often get information is very short in newspapers or other things, but this is a chance to delve a bit deeper into some of these complex issues.
Yeah, and that next complex issue, which will be looked at in a couple of weeks, I thought this one is so interesting because, Robert, we've heard so much about the high-speed rail. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
Well, we have.
And this has been around, I think, as long as I can remember.
There have been government inquiries into this since the 1980s, Mark.
Yeah,
So many investigations and proposals. There's been lots of engineering challenges, lots of financial issues. But the government really looks like they're getting very serious about this. I mean, Tim Parker, they've established the High Speed Rail Authority, and Tim Parker's the inaugural CEO. And he's got such a fantastic track record. He delivered the Hong Kong Airport, Sydney Metro, North Connects. I mean, you know, this guy is really serious. And the government, as I understand it, has committed at this stage $500 million to the first part. And
we had me at North Connects, but anyway, that's a whole other story. but I mean, look, it is, that's the role he has, and he's taken this one on to say, yes, we need to get this thing up and running. But I mean, let's be honest, there will be some, and I hope there will be some skeptical, challenging questions from people that can come along and say, look, we've been talking about this forever. What's changed and why now?
That's exactly what we want, Mark. We want people to come along. There's going to be an extended period of Q&A, and so people can ask him directly. Instead of getting information secondhand or from some third party, you can ask the CEO of the National High Speed Rail Authority yourself and get the information that you're interested in firsthand. I expect that it will be controversial. I expect that there will be a lot of skepticism. And that's normal, but I'm looking forward to hearing what he's got to say.
Do you think as well that, I mean, these projects that seem to just, eventually that'll happen, right? I mean, at some point maybe could be. But do you think that by the time that they have somebody up front of the bus that actually has got some runs on the board in other areas, like you said, international airports, rail, other road projects, it's kind of like, okay, now we're serious about it now.
Well, I think that's the message that's coming across, and that's one of the reason that I contacted Tim and said, "Would you come along? We don't want to read about this third hand. I want to hear directly from you and give an opportunity for people to talk to you." The interesting thing, Mark, is that the head office for the National High Speed Rail Authority is here in Newcastle, so that's just fantastic. And they're down in Scott Street. You can go into the office. You can have a look at some of the models that they've got there and have a chat with the people there. But Tim's going to come along, and I'm really looking forward to him hearing what he's got to say and listening to the people, other members of the community with questions. And I think it'll be a great evening.
All right. Well, he's the bloke that's in charge at the moment, getting the little model ones into the big ones. And he will be at your next event for the Newcastle Institute. Yeah. It's happening at the Cruising Yacht Club, August 13th, 6 to 7:30. And, of course,
if you
can't be there, you can actually stream and have a look at it.
You can. You can go to the Facebook page. It'll be live streamed. And then the following day, it'll be up on our website and also on YouTube. So if you can't make it, or if you live in some far off place or some other reason, live stream and watch it live.
All right, and hopefully in a few years you'll be able to get to Newcastle very quickly via the train. Thank you so much, Robert, for your time on that. And I'm sure it'll be a robust an evening of questions and listening as well on August the 13th. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Robert Logan from the Newcastle Institute. Their Facebook page and their website, a good place to go. And we've all got an interest of some sort in the high-speed rail. So a step forward taking place in a couple of weeks.